the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today we're going to talk about how to start an investment account for your business. That's right, for your business. Now, so many people start investment accounts for themselves. I've done so many times where I teach people how to invest for themselves. Maybe start a 401k, a Roth IRA, start something for the children. But in the age of entrepreneurship, I want to put out there that, hey, you can start an investment account for your business. So for a prime example, I have an investment account for myself, but I also have a business that I have an investment account for as well. So let's say if you have a car wash, and your car wash, you have money left over or whatever the case may be, and you want to invest money for your car wash, and guess what's going to happen? As you can invest money for your car wash in stocks as well. Some people open up just an investment group or an investment account just for themselves or whatnot. So there's so many different ways you can do this or whatnot, but you have to be very particular. I'm going to show you exactly how to do this right here in this particular video, how to start an investment account for your business. But if you haven't done so already, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and make sure.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned into the Investing Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So the first thing you're going to go here, you're going to obviously go to tdameritrade.com. Up in the upper right-hand corner, you're going to go to open new account. Once you go to open up a new account, you're going to, of course, if it's English or Chinese, but you're going to be in English, speak English for most people that tune into the show. And you're going to scroll on down here until it says select an account. You're going to go right on down here to where it says businesses and trusts. So it's going to ask you, what type of business do you have? Now, for my people out there that says, hey, I have a business, you have to have a legitimate business. What I mean by legitimate business is a business that is registered with the state. You have an EIN, you have a name, all of the good stuff like that or whatnot. Some people create a logo and they create a name and say, hey, this is my business. No, you're going to have an EIN. An EIN is pretty much a social security number for a business. So once you have your social security number, once you are registered with the state, you're all of the good jazz like that, you come over here and what type of company you're going to have. Do you have a limited liability company, LLC? Is it a partnership? Is it an investment club or whatever the case may be? So most people start LLCs, limited liability companies, right? So right here, you can go here. Once you go here to limited liability company, I clicked on that. It says LLCs open this account to invest in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, or traded options, futures, or Forex. So right here, you can say, hey, this is my company. And the benefits of doing this is, let's say if your company made $20,000 in profits this year. So you have $20,000 in profits and you use some of that money to buy stocks. And let's say you lose on some investments or whatnot. By losing on the investments, you can write some of that off, right? Up to, depending on the tax year, you know, of course, speak with a CPA, certified public accountant, but it's about $3,000 of capital loss. So you can say, hey, I experienced a loss in stocks or whatever the case may be, or whatever, because the thing about it is once a business is making capital gains, it puts you in a liability to be able to write a lot of things off versus you in your own individual account, the way you're writing money off. So you do have tax breaks and tax benefits of opening it up with your business. So also with that, if something goes wrong, the business goes down, and you kind of keep your personal assets for the most part, that's another big way of doing it with the business. So starting a business, and you can invest, if you already have a business, you can open up an investment account for your business, or you can start an investment group and just use buying stocks as one of your primary ways to make money. So right here, open up an LLC account. You're going to click on that green button, right? So right here, what it's going to do, it's going to say, welcome to open up an LLC. And it's going to tell you, how would you like to receive the forms? You can download the forms. When you click on, you can download them or you can have them emailed to you or mailed to you. And you put your name and information on here, right? And your address, and you're going to click submit. And then what it's going to do is going to allow you to download the LLC forms, or it's going to email them to you, and you're going to fill them out, and you're going to turn them back in through the secure messages through TD Ameritrade. So right there, it's going to ask you for your business name, your EIN, your business objectives, who the principal owners, all that good stuff like that. When you open it up, you can put money into your business account from your business, and now you have an investment account or an investment club for your particular business. Okay? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that made sense to you guys and girls with opening up a business account for your business. And to the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, you can drop comments below if you got questions. Peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.